Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Antique Phonograph. No, the Ragged Antique Phonograph program. I'm still getting used to the name, you know, with the whole change and everything and being back on the air. But here I am, Mac, all on my own tonight. Mike is on holiday, so I'll be taking you through the next hour, playing music all on the crank-up disc gramophones. Tonight with me I have the Victrola 14, which is an upright cabinet machine, and the Victor 4, which is a horn machine, the witch's hat, a smaller horn, not such a big one. So we'll be playing records on those two machines tonight, a big variety of stuff. Start off with Mr. Ted Lewis showing off his clarinet prowess there on that Columbia record from 1922 called Send Back My Honey Man. And gonna play a bit of a dancey set to get things going here. So feel free to move the furniture, roll back the rugs, and get moving. We're going to start off with Lannan's Arcadians here on a perfect record from 1924. This is called Innocent Eyes.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Very nice there. We heard, let's go starting the beginning of that set. We heard from Lannan's Arcadians with the song Innocent Eyes on a Perfect Record from 1924. Then we went to the Vernon Country Club Band, a Columbia record from 1921 called I Never Knew. After that, from 1928 on the Cameo label, Black Clouds Are Passing By. Yeah, we hope so. Done by Klein's Serenading Shoemakers. And last there, we heard on another Columbia record from 1921, The Chic by Ray Miller and his Black and White Boys. That's right, The Chic of Araby. But you know what I call Mike? I call him the Sheik of Forest Hills. Yeah. So Mike's away in Germany this week, and he might be listening. So I thought since he was there and he's listening, he might enjoy some yodeling records. Because I know you all enjoy when I play yodeling records. And the thing is, I'm not really sure how much Mike understands how much he actually likes yodeling records yet. So I'm going to play some of those. And then he'll have a better idea of how much he actually does. And so will you. So let's start off with a trio of yodelers, actually. How about that? Of Joost, Wonderlil, and Marchiti. The name of the song is In the Green Land of Styria. It's a Victor record from 1922. Take it away, guys.
Thank you, the other side. Something goes live, silent love. Thank you, the other side. is Sunni.
Okay, Collins and Harlan, right there, singing about Heine. That's right, a good old German love song. There on a very early Columbia record, probably from about 1901. And before that, the classic Silver Moon, sung by Frank Champlain on a Columbia record from 1917, Yodeling Light. And, So, Heine was like a good old German song done by many different people. And I'm going to play a few English records right now. Had the opportunity to travel to the UK last year to do some stuff. And along the way, of course, doing record finding. And was very happy to find a lot of early UK stuff. And a knowledgeable, seasoned collector was able to assist me in finding the stuff I was looking for. So let's first hear one on the label called The Winner. This record's from 1918 by Stanley Kirby. And I first heard it, I think, at the beginning of the Smiths' The Queen is Dead record. A bunch of people singing that song, which is Take Me Back to Dear Old Blighty. Okay, now you got to hear part of that side of the record. Now let's hear the side we really want to see here, which is this side.
Son of a gun over in France today. Keeps busy doing his bit up to his eyes in clay. Each night after a fight about the time along, he's got the little gramophone that plays this song. Takes me back to dear old Blighty. Puts me on the train for London town. Over there, drop me anywhere, Birmingham, Leeds or Manchester, well I don't care. I should love to see my best girl huddling up the game we soon should be. Oh, Italy, Italy, I see, hurry me home to Blighty. Blighty is the place for me. Jocelyn, having his tea, says to his pal McMain, look, chum, apple and plum, it's apple and plum again. Same stuff, isn't it rough? Fed up with it, I am. Oh, for a pot of Aunt Eliza's raspberry jam. Take me back to dear old Blighty. Put me on the train for London town. Take me over there. Drop me anywhere. Birmingham, Leeds or Manchester. Well, I don't care. I should love to see my best girl cuddling up the game we soon should be. Oh, Italy, Italy, I see, hurry me home to Blighty. Blighty is the place for me. Take me back to dear old Blighty. Put me off the train for London town. Take me over there, drop me anywhere. Birmingham, Leeds or Manchester, well, I don't care. Love to see my best girl huddling up again we soon to see. Italy, Italy, I say, hurry me home to Blighty. Blighty is the place for me.
John Burke one day came on a trip from Dublin Bay to visit Brown in London town. Jones soon cried out, show me the place they sing about the glorious, glorious Brown. Brown said, old chap, throwing the strand is off the map, you're out of date, 12 months too late. If you want to watch the girls and boys and see some fun and noise, come with me down Regent Street, come with me down Regent Street. No more throwing down the strand, throwing down the strand is not so grand. Oh, come with me down Regent Street, and everyone will greet. With a right roll, right roll, right roll, right, if you come down Regent Street. Jones said he dare sleep in a haunted castle where a ghost in white walks every night. At his bedside, something appeared and loudly cried, I am thy father's ghost. I've walked round here many a long and weary year, the same old ground I've faced around. Jones then cried, I think it's time you heard ashamed of sin, my Lord. Come with me down Regent Street. Come with me down Regent Street. No more strolling down the Strand. Strolling down the Strand is the heart so grand. Oh, come with me down Regent Street. And everyone will greet. Will right, 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 right. If you come down Regent Street, come with me down Regent Street. Come with me down Regent Street. No more throwing down the crown. Throwing down the crown isn't half so grand. So come with me down Regent Street. And everyone will greet. With a right to roar, 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 right to
wedding breakfast, when she counted up the guests, and then she said, I don't know whether it's occurred to any one of you, but there are 13 of us here, and that will never do. John, you're in the way. You're very slow, you ought to know you're in the way. There are 13 of us seated round the table here. One must leave the room or we'll have bad luck all the year. When you've finished breakfast, you shall cut yourself a slice of cake. John, you're in the way. Last week I chanced to be up on the fairground, where you try your strength and win a big cigar. You know the thing, you strike it with a mallet, and the different weapons showed how strong you are. One fella swung the mallet in the air above his head. He held it there and glared at me, and then my missus said, John, you're in the way. You're very slow, you ought to know you're in the way. As he swung the mallet round, it hit me on the head. That put me to sleep, and then I dreamt that I was dead. First I went to heaven, and an angel whispered in my ear, John, you're in the way. I took the wife one night to see the pictures, and upon my word we hadn't sat there long, when people right behind us started grumbling. So the wife turned round and asked them what was wrong. They whispered something to her, what it was, I'd no idea. She whispered something back, and then she whispered in my ear, John, you're in the way. You're very slow, you ought to know you're in the way. You must take your hat up, John, then someone said behind. That won't make much difference, Mum, it isn't exactly mine. It's his big fat head. Then all together they began to shout,
John, you're in the way. A guy keeps hearing it, and I guess that's some people's lots in life. All right. Continue now with one last set of singers doing songs. Stuff from the acoustic era, of course, playing tonight. That was the period before electricity was used for the recording or the playback process. Of course, playing them back on the crank-up machines. First, we're going to hear a 1920 record from the delightful Marion Harris. The Columbia label here is Where Is My Daddy Now Blues.
Seems to tell of my Mary so far away. When think too many about the poem. This song I sang one day. Tip top, Tipperary Mary, I love you too. I love you, tip top, Tipperary Mary, my love true, as your eyes are blue. I dream of your endearing young tongue every night through. So I'm far away from Tipperary, Mary, my heart's with you. It's Tipperary, Mary, Mary, I love you too. I love you, it's Tipperary, Mary, Mary, my love true, and your eyes are blue. I dream of your endearing young tongue every night through. So I'm far away from Tipperary, Mary, my heart's with you.
Say, Ernie, you have to be a doctor in this record.
All right, Bill.
Say, Doc.
What is it, Bill?
Do you think I'll live to be 100 years old?
Well, I don't know. Let me see. Do you smoke?
No.
Do you drink?
No.
Do you stay out late at night?
No, sir.
Do you run around with the flapper?
I should say not.
Well, what in the world do you want to live to be 100 years old for?
Well, anyway, there's something wrong with me.
Well, there must be if you come to me.
Well, there will be if I pay you.
Do you mean that you won't pay me?
Why, how much do I owe you, Doc?
Well, now, let me see. You owe me for 4 visits already, and this makes 5.
Well, put it all on one bill, and I'll disappoint you in a lump.
Come, Bill, let's get into the song. All right, Dave.
Oh, tell me, doctor, what can be wrong with me?
Say, have you got a headache or water on the knee?
Well, someone said I'm full of prunes, that's why I'm sad and blue.
Say, here's the only remedy.
Please tell me what to do.
Why, oranges, eat more oranges. From can I fall, I ache?
I don't know. I'll get myself a sun-kissed maiden.
And I'll bet you like her orange aiden.
Oh, the fruit of the old apple tree.
Here's a lot of apples lost today.
Say, why oranges, eat more oranges. From can I fall, I ache?
Say, Bill, you know my father's doing very well since his operation.
Well, say, Ernie, what did the surgeon do when he operated on your father?
Well, there must be some catch in this. What does the surgeon do when he operates on my father?
So's your old man. Oh, tell me, doctor, what is this pain right here?
If you had waited one day more, you would have died, I fear.
Well, is the case a chronic one? I'd love to know, oh, gee.
I'll write a nice prescription first.
Oh, doctor, let me see.
Why, oranges, eat more oranges. From can I fall, I ache.
You know my sweeties, very fond of fruities.
Well, go buy a box of sun-kissed beauties.
You can go there and eat them, you see.
It's a great investment any day.
Say, why, oranges, eat more oranges. From can I fall, I ache. Why, oranges, eat more oranges. From can I fall, I ache. Oh, get yourself a sun-kissed maiden. I'll bet you like her orange aiden. All the fruits of the old apple tree. Here's a lot of apple sauce today. Why, oranges, eat more oranges. From can I fall, I ache.
Savannah, The weather there is nice and warm. The climate's of the southern France. But here's one thing I can't understand. They've got a gal there, a pretty gal there, who's colder than an Arctic storm. She's got a heart just like a stone. Even icemen let her alone. They call her hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. Leather is tough, but Hannah's heart is tougher. She's a gal who loves to see them suffer, to tease them and thrill them, to torture and kill them. That's her delight, they say. An evening spent with Hannah sitting on your knees is like traveling through Alaska in your BBDs. Hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, the vamp of Savannah, G.A.
The fantastic Ukulele Ike. That's right, with a song that was tossed around and done by a lot of different folks, bands and singers, Hard-Hearted Hannah, there on a Pathé Needle Cut record from 1924. Before that, we heard from the Happiness Boys, Hey, Why Oranges Eating More Oranges? That was the medical question on that Victor record from 1925. And before that, we heard from the Peerless Quartet, a 1914 record, Tip Top Tipperary Mary. Sounds like a sing-along that should have been. And, of course, we started with the great Marion Harris and the Where Is My Daddy Now Blues on that Victor record from 1914, all on the Ragged Antique Phonograph program here tonight. I am your host, Mac, and Mike is on holiday. But he will be back with me next week as we do another variety program, another show of playing all sorts of stuff for you. And should take a moment to mention that we started a blog about the show. So if you're interested in learning about that, it's called Phonograph. It's on Tumblr. It's Tumblr. And if you go to Tumblr and search Phono Dudes. Phono Dudes. That's us, the Phono Dudes. And it's going to have to do with how we prepare for the show, goings on with the machines, going on with different things in the vintage music world that Mike and I are involved in. So you get to hear a little bit about all that kind of stuff. So you can check that out there. And on Instagram, he's Mike Will Cut You. And I am Phonograph DJ Mac. And, yeah, I don't know what we'll be doing next week. We never really know until a couple days before. And actually, the way we've been doing it is we're not even talking to each other too much about what we're doing. We're just playing, bringing some stuff and playing it for each other and playing it for you. And that's the idea of the show. It's kind of a listening session. So one more to take us out now. This is the Paul Bees College in Orchestra with a Columbia record from 1920 called Get Up. So folks, until next time, this is your host Mac of the Ragged Antique Phonograph Program saying nighty night, everybody. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Irene.